Like Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Mitch Tyke. Considering the musical worlds in which they live, it's perhaps surprising that Turkish-American composer Kamran Ince and Turkish-American composer, multi-instrumentalist, and academic scholar Mehmet Ali Sanlikol have never worked together before. Until now. Thanks to Milwaukee's present music and Ince's long association with the organization, the two will jointly present a concert of Ince's work tomorrow evening in Brookfield. The instrument that Sanlikol will feature is a ney, a flute made from cane that's essentially remained unchanged for centuries. Ince, Sanlikol, and the ney joined Lake Effect's Bonnie North in the studio recently, and Ince explained how he and Sanlikol finally came together.
I'm one of the founders of the school in Istanbul. It's at Istanbul Technical University. It's called MIAM. And I go there four times a year. And Mehmet Ali, with his jazz ensemble from Boston, gave a concert. And he played all these Turkish instruments. He played piano. He sang. He's really an amazing jazz musician. And a lot of the pieces I had heard about 10 years before that. Some CDs were given to me. And I always thought how amazingly good jazz compositions they were. Well, but I didn't know they were his. So I went up to him and introduced myself. And then we met when I knew we were going to do this concert and play this version of this piece, I knew Mehmet would be a great musician to join us.
It's just wonderful that you connected after all these years of doing your own musical journeys. Mm-hmm. And never crossing over. Somehow I would have thought that you would just because of your interests.
I've certainly heard of, Kamran Ince, that's for sure. Kamran has been around, and certainly an established and accomplished composer. So I've heard of him through friends and so on and so forth, as well as his, premieres in Turkey and around the States. But somehow never met in person.
So tell me about this piece that you were going to be playing on. Did you write it for him?
No, I wrote it 3 years ago. There's this concert series in Istanbul called Bach Before and After. And the impresario is a really close friend of mine. So he'll program Bach done in various interesting ways, but also he'll program some music that is somehow related in, of course, you can be very free with that, how it's related. So he wanted, there's this great ney player, Kutsi Ergüner, who lives in Paris. He was going to come with his cellist, and they were giving a concert, and he wanted me to compose a piece for the two of them. So I love the idea, and also the cello being in it, and Bach, this concert series is Bach. How can you not be somehow, of course, thinking about Bach a little bit? But I'm also at the same time really thinking about, the ney and Ottoman court music and the spirituality, all of that. And Asumani, the name means according to the skies. So it's, skies means, of course, deity, God, reaching out to that. I don't know. What would you like to say about it?
Well, yeah, I've been exploring it and listening to it and working on it for over a month now. And I think that Kamran managed and accomplished in the piece is this wonderful marriage of creating a beautiful soundscape and somehow having the ney be featured in its actually natural manner on top of that soundscape. It really accomplishes a wonderful mood.
Well, describe the ney, because I think there are probably a lot of people who don't know what that is.
Sure. So it's an end-blown flute. It's made out of cane. In Turkey alone, however, has a special place, this instrument. It immediately communicates mysticism to people of Turkey. And although the connection is to the beloved mystic and poet Celaleddin Rumi, I'm sure a lot of people have heard of him, most people, regardless of religion, if they're living in Turkey, the minute they hear the sound of this instrument, they immediately make this mystical connection. They may not know, or they may not necessarily be aware of the fact that Rumi started his most famous work, the Mesnevi, with the story of the reed. And so in that story, of course, the ney The reed, the cane flute, is a metaphor for human spirit and soul.
So in some ways, it's almost a divine instrument.
In Turkey. You know, the funny thing is, you step into Syria, it becomes a flute. They can play it next to a belly dancer. In Turkey, if you do that, you'll certainly attract some
unwanted attention.
Unwanted attention.
Yeah. Can we hear a little? There are different keys, I'm assuming.
Because it's a cane flute, it just has seven holes on it, and so in a way, it is one instrument that stayed true to its earlier forms, because you know when you look at Turkish music or Middle Eastern music overall, many instruments evolved. Kind of like, you know, if not as great an evolution as the piano lived, for example, still, you know, many, many instruments like the kanun, which is a, let's call it a horizontal harp, or a tambur, a long-necked lute. These instruments certainly went through evolution. This one?
Pretty much the way it was.
Yeah, it's more or less the same. There's something about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's something about that.
Because really, it doesn't... I mean, how can it change? After you hear it, you'll know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, I guess the only thing really that could change is if you added keys, which would change it, and if you added a different kind of mouthpiece.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, if you think about the evolution of flutes in Europe, you know, they were first made out of wood, eventually, you know, different kind of wood, then finally metal in most cases. So a lot of things could happen. The point is, they didn't.
They haven't.
Yeah.
So.
And all the inflections on this instrument, in the quarter tone inflections, he's able to do without extra key holes.
Right.
So that's breath.
Pressure, breath,
positioning,
sometime
probably.
Positioning, and half fingerings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, before we hear it, Turkish music is traditionally in quarter tone scales. Is that unlike that?
Makams, they do have,
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
More like the Arabic music as opposed to Western European music, which is.
If I may just make an intervention here, I would put the music of Turkey in between, you know, the characteristics of Arab music and European music. These microtonalities that we're speaking of resemble more Europe and Arab, you know, quarter tones all at the same time. They're in between.
It's sort of the way the Ottoman Empire was.
Or Turkey, kind of, Turkey happens
in Turkey
to be.
Now,
yeah,
bridging
exactly.
Bridging between Europe and the Middle East,
There's, of course, a lot that can be said about that, but...
We're
know,
just talking
we,
about
exactly.
music. So let's hear this wonderful instrument.
Sure, let me give you a little bit of... A demonstration.
To say it raises the hairs on the back of my neck because it sounds like music I grew up listening to.
Yeah.
Awesome. I don't know if the Armenians use the same thing, but oh my goodness.
I wouldn't be surprised. I know for a fact that I did a lot of studying of reading lots of memorials written by musicians of Istanbul. Of course, a good number of them were Armenians. I've heard of Armenian musicians and composers who would pick up the ney and, you know, create the same aesthetic. So I would not be surprised.
So, Kamran, when you hear these tones, what does it do for you as a composer? Where do you go?
Well, one thing I do, you know, when I use an instrument like this or any other ethnic instrument, they are incredible. They're beautiful. They're so moving with what they do. So I don't take this instrument, and when I'm going to use this in a piece with a cello, I'm not going to use this like a Western flute, like a flute-cello duo, trying to get sounds out of it that a normal flute, no. I mean, that, why am I using it then? That's No, I only want to use this for what this instrument does best. That's where I start from, and you know, Mehmet is extremely knowledgeable in the inner workings of Turkish music, the makams and the everything. I am, but more in an intuitive way, not in a theoretical way. So all these makams, all these different scales, you know, normally in the Turkish classical, we call it Turkish classical music, Ottoman court music, the composers will say, okay, I'm in this makam scale. Oh, in this piece, I'm going to go to this other makam. Then I'm going to come to this makam, and then, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It's almost like in a Western, like a Western composer will start, I'm going to start in C major, then I'm going to go to, you know, relative G major, whatever, relative minor. Just like I compose, I use some tonal sonorities in my music. And when I'm doing it, I never want to say, oh, man, that's like a second inversion C major chord. Oh, man, because of that, I must use A flat, you know, no. I mean, you know, that's just, it's extremely boring and not kind of organic for me. So there I don't think about it. Here, when I write music, so when I was writing this Asumani, you know, I'm working with all these pedal points, all these different makams. And later people come and tell me, hey, man, you know, you used a Sabah makam and you went to Sijah Hijah. Don't tell me. I know. You know, really good. You know, I don't want to start from there. So I'm hearing it. It's kind of, I make it all my kind of own world. And, you know, I'm sure Mehmet can tell us what makams I'm using, but don't tell me.
He doesn't want to know. He doesn't want to know.
Yeah.
Well, and I love the fact that you're mixing this wonderful ethnic sound, very specific sound, with the Western cello, which is, again, a very specific sound. But the melding of the two is what I love, that idea.
Yeah, and the cello, the way I'm using the cello, there's a lot of, you know, I mean, not extreme extended techniques or anything, but alternative sounds that you're going to hear from the cello to create that environment for the ney to exist on top.
Exactly.
And then you're going to hear Bach-like movements in cello too, which, of course, how can you not with a cello?
Right.
So
Bach would have loved this, I think.
Yeah.
I think he would have.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he was, you know, listening to his harmonies and where he went in things. I can absolutely imagine him thinking, oh, I could do something with that.
Yeah. The genius that he was.
Absolutely. Present music is such a great companion for you, Kamran. I mean, how many times have you been here?
Oh, boy.
Can you even count?
I mean, I probably have been here 25, 30 times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they have commissioned about more than a dozen works from me. But when I say they, I mean it could be Present Music itself. It could be like a national consortium. It could be audience individual members. It could be audience collectively. It can be board members. You name it. I received all. I mean, all of the above. Plus, for about 4 or 5 years, there was a direct flight from Memphis to here. I was the pianist also of Present Music. So I would come and play piano in the group. And that was a lot of fun. So, yeah, we have a long history and, you know, I'm at home.
Very fruitful collaboration.
Yes, very.
So, Mehmet, is this the first time you've been here to play with this group?
Sure is.
So are you looking forward to maybe coming back?
Absolutely, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is such a creative group of people and really pushing, you know, the forefront
of
music.
Certainly looks like it, yeah. Really very happy to be here.
Well, and Mehmet has, I think, also your opening and with the halves, I believe, with
Kevin,
something you'd, yeah.
Kevin came up with this idea.
I know. Yeah. So what are they? We should.
Well, I don't remember how it came about, but at some
he
point
he heard your music.
Okay. Well, basically, it was I'm going to open with an improvisation on a double reed instrument, which
zurna.
Is zurna, a very loud outdoor type of instrument.
But you can't hear the bass drum next to it.
Right.
Yes.
It's that kind.
A sham kind of yes. A sham kind yeah. of thing?
Exactly.
Okay.
Imagine a sham tripled in volume and intensity.
Exactly. So you're going to improv on that, and
yes.
that will start
he
the concert?
He wanted like a fanfare effect, and so we will certainly provide that. And then second half will open most likely with myself on the piano, but mostly using my voice to improvise, and in which I think I'll probably go in and out of Turkish makams and jazz and so on and so forth.
And then we have your
pieces. Yeah, then the rest of the program, five pieces of mine, yes.
Wonderful. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for coming in and playing a little bit on the Ney so that we have an idea of what it sounds like. And Kamran, as always, such a pleasure.
Likewise.
Hope to talk to you again in the near future. And Mehmet, now you too.
Well, thank you very much.
The performance, Ints by Ints, takes place tomorrow evening at the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center for the Arts in Brookfield. It features music by Kamran Ints, as well as ethnomusicologist and multi-instrumentalist Mehmet Ali Sanlikol, who performs on The Ney, which we heard earlier in the interview. Ints and Sanlikol spoke with Bonnie North. One last break, and we'll be back with more of Lake Effect in just a moment on Milwaukee Public Radio.